Hi guys, welcome back to the Balanced and Empowered Fitness Podcast. Hannah Pauly here. Hope you guys are all having an awesome week so far. I'm so excited about today's episode because I have a special guest for you guys. So with me today, I have Barbie, who has been an incredible client and has accomplished so much and has such an awesome story. And I know she's gonna inspire so many of you ladies listening. So I want to bring her on and just let her explain her story, let her explain what she's accomplished and what she's been able to do, even with living a very busy lifestyle with her career and family and traveling. And I just thought that her story would be super inspiring for you guys. So Barbie, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Hi, Hannah. I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm so excited you were able to join us and hop on here with me. I know sometimes it can be a little nerve-wracking being on a podcast, so I really appreciate you coming on and you're gonna do great. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited and I'm honored that you asked me to do this.
Of course, of course. I was so excited when you said yes right away. Yes. Okay. So for the listeners listening, okay, so give us some info. What do you do? What inspired you to start with Team PF? First of all, like I said, just give us some background of what you do, what your weeks look like, and let's start from there.
Okay. I am 60 years old. I'm a wife, a mother of five, a hairstylist, and I own my own shop. I do volunteer work at the high school theater, at the downtown playhouse in the park. I run my own book club, other various things that I do every once in a while, like triathlons, races, things like that too.
That's awesome. Yes, guys. Barbie was a runner. She's still a runner, but when she came to PPF, I thought it was super cool that she runs and does triathlons and things like that. So I thought that was really cool that you already had some you already were pretty active, but you knew that you had to do more in terms of like strength training and nutrition, which we'll get it all into that. So I love that you came already having like a pretty active lifestyle. And it's pretty awesome to do triathlons.
They're just sprint ones. They're not full ones, but it's okay. It's
Hey.
still challenging.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That's awesome. So obviously, you're extremely busy. And I think that's really good for women to hear because a lot of times, like, people feel like they're too busy to take control of their health, and I totally get that, and I'm sure you know that too. It's like some are busier than others, but it's all about fitting in what we can and prioritizing our health in any way that we can with our busy schedule. And like that's what you've done. And that's why I love your story so much. It's like, you have a jam-packed week every single week, yet you still fit every single thing in that you need to. So you're awesome. And I want to ask too, like, so what inspired you to start with Team PPF? Like, what was that last straw where you're like, I need to do something? Like, what was that?
I think it got to the point where at 60, I can only run so far without now causing damage to my knees, my feet, time-wise, things like that. I just didn't have the time to put in. And my theory was always calories in, and then you have to burn them off by running. So it just wasn't working. I think metabolism is changing at my age. And I did see a friend of mine, Malia. She's been on your podcast before, getting really good results. And she talked to me about it. We both are worked out together and have been friends for a really long time. And I saw her change and just her attitude. And she always liked doing weights when we worked out together. I was the one who wanted cardio. She was the one who wanted weights. And it turned around to where I was like, okay, I can see. Like, to me, weights were always like, I don't want to do that. Like, how many times do I want to lift that barbell? I'm over it. I'm a mover, you know? So, just seeing the results that she got from doing more weights, I was like, well, it's definitely worth a try. I was also at a point in my life going through losing both of my parents. And then, probably due to that, probably too much drinking, which was adding pounds. That doesn't fit into macros very well. And just knew that I needed to turn things around.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Barbie. And you're so amazing for finding a positive outlet through all of that. You know, like you said, that's hard with what you experience. And, you know, a lot of times that can make us turn into, you know, ways to kind of deal with things, and, you know, in more of a negative way, right? But like, I love that you chose
Right.
your health and like you chose, like, listen, I need to do something better for me. Like that's incredible. And I think that's so good for people to hear because that's not easy to do. So you're amazing for that and for so
Thank you.
many other things. And
Thank
I'm so glad that Malia, you know, kind of helped you make that move as well. Like, you guys are amazing. So that's awesome. And yeah, so absolutely. And also, like, before joining, you know, the team or before making these changes, like, did you try any type of like diets or anything in the past? You know how there's all those like diets out there, like keto, or did you try
Right.
before or?
No, I just being active as I was, and then just like trying to be as conscious nutritiously, I was always like searching like what's the best thing to do, like what's good nutrition, and not really fad diets. I didn't really ever lean into like the no carb or any of those kinds of things because I felt like balance was always the best. But I was always trying to, and I use the MyFitnessPal, which we use, with the app that you do. But it had me at 1400 calories a week in order to hit my goals. And I could never do that. It wasn't anything I could see myself doing long term or even weekly. There was weeks where I was like, what? How am I supposed to live like this? This is not doable. So those were the kind of things that I had tried in the past.
Absolutely. You're so right with the my MyFitnessPal is so horrible for that. It sets the lowest calorie goal for people. I'm like, this is so inaccurate. And like you said, low calorie, that's just not sustainable long term, you know?
Right. And it
Oh.
didn't teach like other things that I needed, like protein or where those were. I mean, the way you teach it, I can see it on there, but when you open up the app, it doesn't like this is what you need, or it doesn't like go on to the next step that you really teach in your program.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. And that's where it's like, yeah, like, you know, macro calculators and like calorie counting apps by themselves, it's like they just give very general info and usually it's wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm glad that you weren't stuck at eating 1400 calories a day. And we got to get some food in there and you look amazing. And for those of you guys listening, you've probably seen Barbie on my story, but it's incredible her transformation. She is so lean and fit, like, and strong, and you're just building muscle and getting stronger. I love it. I love seeing you feel your body.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't ever feel like I was like overweight or heavy. I just was very uncomfortable with myself.
Yep. Yeah. It's like you've done a total like body recomposition. Like, you've obviously, I mean, you've lost, you know, 30 pounds, but it's like, man, you've like completely changed your body comp, you know? It's like you have more muscle now, and I feel like you're just so much like healthier and stronger, you know?
Yeah.
That's amazing. But yeah, you're so right. It's like you said, you have like a ton of weight to lose. You just, like you said, you were kind of just in a place where you're like, I want to be more comfortable in my own skin and like in what I'm doing each day. And I also have that, like, I feel like you just needed that like guidance and structure of like, what should I be doing? Because like there's just so many like misleading things out there. Like you said, you were researching, oh, should I eat this? Should I eat this? And like you'll read one article and then another article will like conflict with that other one just said. It's
Right.
confusing.
Exactly. There's no clear guide. Like, I don't have the education to figure out my macros. I got books from the library. I was reading them. I was like, I don't even know what this is saying. So I needed somebody to give me that information that understood it.
No, I totally get that. And I was randomly cooking the other day and I thought about this. I'm like, we are just not taught this in school. Like, you know, we're not taught basic nutrition. And maybe they're changing that. Maybe it's a little different now, but I'm like, I never had one class like throughout high school, you know, in like grade school about nutrition and like what we should eat to like fuel our body. And I'm like, that's like actually really alarming.
Yeah, the what is it, the food pyramid? I think that's the closest thing, but that's not really even all that helpful anymore.
You're so right. The food pyramid, it's just like our groups of foods. And that was like pretty much the extent. I'm like, and I never thought about it until like just the other day. I'm like, wow, we are never taught that. But Yeah, it's just crazy how something so important is not like engraved to our brains like at a young age like it should be. So, but yeah, so okay, so let's dig into your story a little bit more. So, what do you feel like are some major obstacles you've overcome since starting your fitness journey? And you know, it can be anything. It can be fitness related or mindset related. Like, what would you say are some major things that you've overcome and that like you're proud of overcoming?
I have like two things for this. Oh, just one. The first one was just learning that I don't have to do so much cardio to be lean. And I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was like diagnosed hyperactive as a kid. And I think now they would consider it ADD. I probably even had some kind of dyslexia. So even as a kid, I learned that working out helped me to focus, to get rid of that extra energy that I carry. So, doing something different like the weights, it's not cardio, it's not getting my heart pumping, but it still like helps me focus at the end of the day. So just like changing what I was doing. And then the other thing is drinking water. Oh, Hannah, you know I struggle with that. After having five kids, drinking enough water instead of drinking like alcohol, or even I was never a soda drinker or juice drinker, so just wasn't really drinking enough. So those are two things I really had to turn around for me.
Yeah. So I did not know that you were hyperactive as a kid. I think that's like so, I mean, obviously it's not cool that you went through that, but like that's cool that you were found some type of like, again, a positive outlet to kind of help with that and manage that. So that's so interesting. I remember you saying you're like, I have when we were talking about changing up your workouts, you're like, I have workout ADD or something. I'm like, I totally get that. That's hilarious. And
Yeah.
absolutely water. Man, you come a long way with the water for sure.
Yeah, I got it under control, but at first I was like, just getting my steps in, running to the bathroom.
I remember like when you first started, I remember you texted me like I feel it was something so funny about your water and I can't remember what you said, but pretty much you were like, I'm just like peeing all the time.
Yes,
Like, I know,
exactly.
girl, I know. But now it's like I feel like you hit it with ease, you know. And I'm sure that you know it's hard with being a stylist. You're not like you don't have access to like go to the bathroom anytime you want to. So I know that's something that you still have to like work around and try to manage. But you do a great job considering. And water is, it's like, gosh, it's one of the most, I mean, our body is, you know, made up of water, not all made up of water, but you know, it's like, it's so important for us to drink water, but most people aren't getting enough of it. And it's like, man, it's life changing. It changes your energy, your skin, your hair. I mean, everything.
Right.
So.
I did notice that. I noticed it like even in my face, like my skin on my face, my skin on my legs. As you get older, your body starts to dry out. And I could tell. I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And the water intake definitely helps with all of that.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it is. It's so important and such an easy thing to implement. I'm like, water and sleep are two of the most underrated important things. Awesome. It's so awesome you being able to overcome those things. And those things aren't easy. So that's incredible. So what do you feel like, you know, are some major differences that you feel or see within yourself, right? So like, what are some major things that you've noticed with your appearance or with just like how you feel each day? I mean, this could be anything from like confidence to like you just feel healthier, you have more energy. What do you feel like are some major differences that you feel or see?
One thing I noticed is I don't make self-deprecating remarks about myself. Like when people like would say, "Oh, you look good," and I'd be like, "Oh, I'm kind of chubby in the waist," or I would like not take those compliments in. And now I just say thank you. So that's a big step for me. And then just being at the gym, doing the free weights and things like that. I would not have felt comfortable ever doing that by myself without the videos that you provide, all the things that PPF, like you're there, we do team lifts and things like that. It just makes me feel confident walking in there and doing what I need to do for me. And I tell you what, I see a lot of other women that I never see in the past at the gym doing weights, and I just want to turn around and like high five them, like, way to go, like, be there, do this too, because it's good for you. And then I just feel good about like getting dressed. I used to wear a lot of like, I still like big things, but I think that was like to hide maybe the more rounded shape, not the shape that I wanted to see in the mirror. I feel a lot more confident just getting dressed in the morning. I feel confident like when I choose a meal that it's something that's going to be good for me, something that's doing what I want it to do. And I can see, like, at first I didn't see, like, you would always be like, oh, I see this, I see that on my check-ins. And I'm like, oh, I don't, okay, good. Thanks, Hannah, like cheering me on. But I see it now. I see muscles and I'm doing weights. And I'm like, what is that? Is that my shoulder muscle? Like, what's happening?
I love it. I love it. I'm so happy you're seeing those changes too. Because sometimes, like, when we just look at pictures of ourselves, it's like we see ourselves and like our progress pictures. I feel like we see it so differently than how others see it. Like, when we see ours, we don't automatically see those changes. We have to like really analyze it, you know?
Yeah.
Versus like what I was saying this the other day, I'm like, gosh, when I look at client pictures side by side, I can see the differences right away. But when I look at my own, man, I really got to like get a microscope and look at and like, all right, where am I seeing the change? So that's awesome. And I love that you built so much confidence in the weight room. You know, because I feel like similar to you, like a lot of women are nervous to get into the weight room. And it's like when you get that confidence and like you feel, you just realize how good it feels. When you get confident with the movements and the machines, it's like, man, you just like, you're not afraid to take up space in the weight room. And I love that because that also shows how much confidence you've built within yourself. Like you don't care who's in the weight room. Like you're going to go in there and get what you need done. And I just think that shows so much confidence and like empowerment in a woman, you know? So.
Right. And then I'd also shared with you my video that I made. That was a big accomplishment to me. The video of the six things that I can lift at 60 pounds at 60 years old. I was very proud of that. And I keep adding to it. I just added something the other day on the triangle pull downs. Like, there's another 60 I can do.
Amazing. It is so amazing. And it's just so incredible with you being 60 and just the shape that you're in. I think it's so powerful for women to see that, you know? And like you said, with strength training, it's like, man, it's so good for you. I don't know if anyone else sees these videos, but man, I keep seeing all these videos, of these doctors and these people who work in these like big places with like oncology, and they're saying like muscle mass is like one of the most important things that we can have going into like our, you know, our, like our, mm-hmm. like, you know, 80, 90, because it's the only way, proven way to improve bone density, which is going to keep us strong later in life, right? It's going to help prevent falls, you know, tragic right. falls. Like it breaks my heart when I hear about, you know, and I know this happens a lot where like elders, you know, 80 and older around that, like they'll fall and like no one knows they're on they fell and they're on the ground for like multiple hours a day. And it's like, man, we can avoid that, you know? So it's just really cool seeing you do your thing at 60 years old and like being in just such incredible shape. Like I feel like sometimes people think that it's too late to get in shape. I've heard that so many times where I'm like, well, I should have done this in my 20s. I'm like, why? You can do it now. You can do it now. So I think you're a great inspiration for that.
Thank you.
Really cool to see what you've been able to achieve and that like you keep, and I think too, like with you, I can tell that you're like, you really have fallen in love with the process. Like you enjoy getting stronger at things. You know, I know it's not always easy getting into the gym when you've had a long work week, but it's like, I feel like once you get in there, you're like, man, I feel good. And like, you're always trying to like shoot for more, like when it comes to gym, like making your video. And I think that's a great place to be. Cause like, you're at a place where I feel like this is just part of your life now. Like you probably could not imagine your life without the gym now.
No, I like it. It is not as, doesn't beat me up like the running did. You know, I don't feel like running, it just like my feet were hurting, my knees were hurting. I feel like this is really building me instead of tearing me down.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And running, man, it has great benefits, but absolutely. It's very hard on the body, especially if we're not fueling the body right, or we're not incorporating right. strength training, you know? So it's great that you have the best of both worlds. It's like, you're strong and fit and you also have amazing endurance. So you are just like, you got the best of both worlds here. That's amazing. So I love that. And I love too, like you said, you feel just more confident. Like you enjoy getting dressed in the morning. I think that is huge. Like that is so important because I know, like, and I've experienced this. I know a lot of women have. It's like, man, sometimes getting dressed in the morning is like the biggest battle, you know, or it's like if we're unhappy with how clothes are fitting or how we're looking, it's like, man, and you think about, man, that's how you start your day every single day. So I just think it's important to feel good about yourself and be comfortable in your own skin. And it just improves your overall quality of life. It's like, and looks aren't everything, right? But it's like when we look good, we feel good. And like, that's the important thing is like, we feel confident, we feel healthy. And man, that just floods greatness into so many other aspects of our life. So
Yeah.
I love that. So yeah, so like not talking about that, so how do you feel like this journey, you know, like you taking control of your health, you know, starting to strength train, eat the right macronutrients, eat the right foods to fuel your body. How do you feel like this has benefited you in other aspects of your life, like outside of your health, right? So like in your career, marriage, friendships, like relationships with people, overall, where do you feel like it's benefited you in other aspects?
Like I mentioned earlier, it helps me to concentrate and focus. Like I get my workouts out in the morning, and then I feel like the rest of the day it kind of calms me down so I can focus. I know at work too, it just being stronger, like standing all day in a physical job, it helps me with that. So I don't walk out of the salon at the end of the night just ready to collapse. Like I don't have any like carpal tunnel, like I don't have back problems, shoulder problems, any of that kind of stuff. And I feel really fortunate at this point after doing hair for 40 years that I'm still standing behind a chair and able to walk out of there and then go, come home. And my husband and I did this thing where we would like in the summer walk to dinners. We would pick a restaurant and, within a mile or two, and we'd walk to dinner, have dinner, and come back home. Like that's, and even when we vacation, that is something we're always doing, hiking. My husband also very physically fit. So just being able to keep up with him and all the things that he wants to do, he's a very fast walker too. So I have to like keep up with that.
That's awesome. And I'm sure that's like improved your guys' bond even further, being able to do those things. And
Yeah, he's a great supporter, like watching me go through and make the changes to my diet. He'll do some grocery shopping and notice he comes home with things that I have bought for myself. I'm like, oh, it's nice that you're, picking up on that or supporting or sometimes even liking some of the things that I've picked up and brought home. So.
it's so sweet. I love that. And man, it makes the biggest difference to have someone that supports you and who gets it, you know, and who gets what you're doing and why you're doing it. So that can make the biggest difference. You can never have too much support, especially with someone that, you know, you are with or someone that you live with. It's like that's awesome. So I'm glad that he supports you in that way. And that's such a cute little like thing you guys do, walking to restaurants. That's adorable. And now you're like,
I gotta get my steps in, Hannah.
yeah. Instead of walking around Costco, we're gonna walk. Guys, we had a step challenge in our group, and it was during the winter time. Or it was like, yeah, so it was like snowy, and Barbie put in the group chat, like, yeah, I walked around Costco, got my steps. I'm like, I love the dedication. Smart though. I mean, man, it's a huge store, so it's a great way to get some steps in.
Get every aisle, you probably get a couple miles in there.
Yeah. And you guys just proved like, man, we can get our steps in even during these cold, dark, snowy winter months. No, a lot of the girls said that. They're like, man, I feel like that challenge like really helped me prove that like I can get my steps in when it's cold and nasty outside. I'm like, you totally can. So I love that. That's amazing. I'm so happy that it's just like helped you in your career. And that's so cool. Gosh, doing hair for 40 years and being just as strong and handling it just as well as you did 40 years ago. Like, that's amazing. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So as far as like, I know we talked a little bit about this earlier, like about, you know, the team PPF experience and like community. What would you feel like for you specifically are a few of like the main components that have helped you reach your goals or like that you feel like you love most about being on the team for you specifically?
Yeah, well, the team is so supportive. They just If you put something in the group chats, they're informative, they're funny. They're, you know, encouraging. They make you feel like you're not alone in the process because they can understand, you know, what you're going through. If you're, you know, struggling with a certain, you know, issue like the drinking of water, whatever. And they're also like super welcome to any questions, things like that. And the team lifts. I love those. Those are so inspiring to watch all these girls coming in from different like levels of, you know, where they're starting from and just encouraging each other and I don't know, just having fun working out. That's a big one for me because it sends me back to the gym like, oh, I saw so and so doing, you know, this. I want to try to do that. I want to like improve what I'm doing in this, you know, type of weightlifting or whatever. And then the opportunity to do the team retreat was very fun. We, you know, we have done dinners where you can get to know those people face to face. And it just brings us closer. Like the support for each other is really neat. I don't get to usually hit the team calls, but I always listen to them and I listen to the podcast. All that stuff is just, it's just nice to have a group around you, like that supports you and understands what you're going through and, you know, wants to see each other do better for themselves.
Absolutely. I love that. It is. And it makes such a big difference because sometimes, even people that we've known our whole life, sometimes, like you said, they don't know what we're going through. And then we meet these girls, you know, you meet these girls that you're like, wow, I just know you from like the, you know, from our group chat. And you feel like you've known them forever and you connect with them on such a different level because like they get it, you know,
Yeah.
and support you in a way that sometimes other people aren't able to give you because they've been through it or they're going through it. So, I love that. Team and community is everything. And man, we just cannot have enough of it, you know, support.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad too that you know, you take advantage of that and you listen to the team calls and you show up when you can because it really does. It's inspiring and like it's a good way to build lifelong friendships. I always say, like, whenever we go to our team retreat, I'm like, they all go in as not strangers, but like, you know, they've never, a lot of them have never met in person. They leave like as sisters. So
Yeah.
it's beautiful. Sisterhood is everything. So that's awesome. And I'm so glad that this, like, the community and team helps you. And that's incredible. And you're such a big part of it too. So anyone who contributes, I really, really appreciate because you guys are make that all possible. So finishing up here, you know, what from you specifically, what advice would you give to anyone who's on the fence, or maybe they're nervous about taking control of their health or beginning their fitness journey. You know, they're wanting to, but they're catching themselves making excuses or saying, I'll start tomorrow or I'll start Monday. Like, what is your advice to give to someone who is on the fence like that? Because you've been there before.
Yeah. And you're talking to somebody who started when they were like in their late 50s. So this has been, I'm probably coming at it from a different angle than somebody in their 20s or anything like that. But it's been really eye-opening for me, even with like an athletic background. I learned so much like about macros, protein, water intake, fiber, all those kinds of things. I know that with like just trying to give advice to somebody else. I don't know, this is kind of just like a little way I look at it. At my age, all the money that you put into an IRA, it finally pays off later on when you're getting ready to retire. This is like working out, investing in myself. It's my personal, it's my physical IRA. I'm putting it in the bank for later. So when I retire, I can still like do a bunch of stuff. I can still like take vacations with my family. I don't have to worry that I'm not going to be able to walk around or have all kinds of physical things going on. So that's my advice. Do it now. Do it now and enjoy it. It's a good process. I mean, I'm very lucky to be where I'm at this stage in my life. And some of that is due to like always having a healthy mindset, but I'm glad that this has been in my life where I am.
That's amazing. And you are so right about it being an investment. It is. your health and body, man, it is an investment because that's something you're going to have long term. You know, that's something that you're always going to have with you as like as you're on this earth, you know. So I love your mindset with that. It's like I always say, I'm like, man, investing in your health, whether it be with a coach or healthy groceries, it's like that's not an expense, that is an investment. So I love that you mentioned that because that is so true.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, Hannah. You were my financial advisor, my physically financial advisor.
Oh, you're the sweetest, and you've put in the work, guys. Barbie has been very consistent since day one, and what's cool too is like, man, you've been able to go on vacations and like you just do everything you can to stay on track, yet still enjoy your trips or enjoy your dinners out. And like, that's such a great place to be. And you have so much balance in your life. And I love that.
Thank you.
Welcome. But gosh, this has been such a great episode. I could just keep going. I could just keep asking all these questions because, like I said, I think your story is so inspiring. And I know everyone listening to this are just feeling inspired and they're ready to get in the gym and crush their goals. And that was my main goal for this, and for you to share your story, because I think it's really awesome how far you've come. I've just watched you completely transform, you know, from the inside and out, just like your mindset and how you feel about training. It's like, yes, you've lost 30 pounds and like you've completely changed your body composition, but the confidence I've seen you gain within the gym and workouts and just like what you do each day has been incredible. So I'm very proud of you, and I really appreciate you sharing
Oh, well,
your
thank you, Hannah.
welcome. So guys, thank you guys all for listening. I will tag Barbie's social below. That way, if you want to give her a follow. She's awesome. Like I said, such a sweetheart and such an inspiration. So Barbie, I really appreciate you hopping on, guys. I appreciate you guys listening. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.